Paul is still in the first reading trying to describe how do we get right with God, which is what justify means. It comes from justice, tzedek in Hebrew, dikaiosyne in Greek. It means honoring the truth of every relationship. Well, how can we honor the truth of our relationship to God? Only in the power of the grace of the cross. And that we accept. We don't produce that. And so the act of faith is basically a yielding to a truth. And we can't do that without a movement of the Holy Spirit. We simply cannot do that. And so this the work of the Holy Spirit within us, you see, is to getting us to yield to Him. And then, you see, we are receive its effect. Those words just came to me because I got distracted. I was thinking, I'll quote it. Aquinas is talking. And he says, the act of faith is the first act of righteousness, of justice, which God works in the believer. God works in the believer. By which we yield to the action of God and receive its effect. That's faith. Faith is yielding to God, is not producing something of our own. And so this, you know, this gift. And so he's saying, you see, the righteousness of God through faith for all who believe. And then this absolutely astonishing. See, there is no distinction. All have sinned and are deprived of the kavod, of the saving active presence, the glory of God. This is his teaching. They are justified freely by his grace. That means first, the Lord moves us, as that text says, you know, they yield to the work of God and receive its effects. That's the way Aquinas describes the act of justification. So what does that mean for us? It means to be alert, to be yielding to God, knowing when God's moving us, knowing whatever he's doing in us, you see. So then, where's the boasting? He said it's ruled out. On what principle? That of works? I've done everything the law has asked me to do. No. Principle of faith. For we consider that a person is justified, that is, made to have the right relationship to God. If we die, we go to see God. You see? Justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Does God belong to the Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles, for God is one. And he will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith and the uncircumcised through faith. So faith is the key. And that's why Pope Francis wrote, well, helped write his first encyclical. See, Pope Benedict did Love and Hope, and he had a draft of the encyclical on faith, you see. Because faith is the foundation of everything. Why? Because it's that act by which we yield to the action of the Holy Spirit and receive its effects. The gospel, you know, we're all hard of heart, but it's amazing. This is a warning. We resist God, we can get this blind and this hate filled, huh? Our Lord is talking to them, woe to you who build these memorials to the prophets. Your fathers killed them and you build these big buildings, you see. And in so doing, this is the irony, you consent to what they did because you build this big thing over the body of a dead man killed by your ancestors, you see. And then the wisdom of God said, we don't know where that text is. You know, wisdom of God, everybody's looking through their, looking up concordances, and we're not quite sure to what text or any text. He's just speaking. This is what wisdom is all about, you see. This generation will be charged with their blood. Why? Because you're going to pour out the blood of the Son of God. It's from this act of love on the cross that all the other martyrs receive their recompense. You see? You took away the key of knowledge. You didn't enter yourself, and you stopped those trying to enter. How did they do that? All these rules and regulations. See, this is what the Pope is after. You know, let's get real. You know, never mind all these rules and regulations. I mean, we need some. Or all these ceremonies. Or all, what we need is to be honest with God. That's the basis. So why don't we try that? You know? And that's why, as you know, the famous Jesus prayer, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, the monks, still over in Mount Athos, they do this. Huh? They teach the youngsters to say that until it's in the rhythm of their breathing, and they say that prayer 2,000 or 3,000 times a day to keep them in reality. We're living by the mercy of God right now. Well, we wouldn't be here. We don't know enough to go to Mass. We didn't even know enough to understand what's going on when we get there. It's all the work of God, you see. And so this text ends on a very vicious note. Jesus left the scribes and Pharisees, who don't usually get along very well, began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things. They must, you see, chronologically, if he left and now they're plotting, then he's not around to interrogate. But what he's saying is they got all ready and then they went to find him to trick him up and have him make a mistake. And then they can say, stone that man. You see what he's done? You see? How would you like to be the one coming to bring love, salvation, forgiveness, joy to the world, and this, and meet with this? And this is only the beginning. And that's why, you know, some of the saints who appreciated this wanted just to make their lives a reparation to Jesus for the lack of belief, for the hardness of heart, for the downright opposition. I just read the other day, the U.S. Army has described Catholicism, did you all read this, as a dangerous cult or something like that. Can you imagine? No. Who's doing all this? Satan. And if the Lord doesn't come to our help, well, that's it. But he will come to our help.